Okay, so I was pointed to there's a few academics who actually have been doing a lot of work on Bodhisattva, and one of them, I've been reading a few of them, so I wanted to present a theory from one of them, from Sarit Katan Gribitz, I believe is how you pronounce her name. I'm not 100% sure of that. But she wrote about the first parakeet of Bodhisattva, and what she wrote, I don't know if I agree exactly with her conclusions, but I think her point is interesting. So, first parak of Bodhisattva, right? What is the framing for the first parak of Bodhisattva?
Selling.
What?
Selling.
Selling what? When?
During the holidays.
Or near the 3 days before their holidays, right? Or according to Shmuel?
Just on their holidays.
No, well, according to...
After also.
Wait, Shmuel, I don't mean it. Right, 3 days before and 3 days after, right?
Yeah.
No, sorry. Shmuel says Begola Eino Eliyomas, right? Ein Asher Eliyomidam, right? You're right. Only on the holiday. And there's the other Shita, right? The Gemara discusses in Zion and Bays of maybe it's 1 day before, 1 day after, right? Or 3 days before, 3 days after, right? Or etc. Right? Anyways, huh. Right? All types of manifestations. But whatever it is, right? The topic of the first parak is doing business with non-Jews.
Yeah.
Around their holidays.
Yes.
Now. So, good. Now, here's the question. What does that halacha do psychologically to a Jew living in...
Christian quarter?
Whatever. What does it do? What is the effect? Because I hadn't really thought about this. But what is the effect of that halacha?
That you're kind of...
you're not going to accidentally sell something to their idol-worshipping ways.
No, that's practically what it'll do. But what does it do beyond that? Right? So part of it obviously makes separation from Jews and non-Jews, right? That's the part I always think about. But it also does something odd, which is, let me give you an example, okay?
This year,
Not that their holidays are our holidays.
We're gonna take vacation their holidays also.
No, we're gonna get to that point in a minute. But before that, without that, what does it do? No, close, but what does it undeniably do?
They should not do business with the non-Jews.
It forces also to be cognizant of their calendar, and it makes their calendar significant for Jews. Yeah. Right? Maybe for a negative reason, right? But it means, right, think about it. When I gave the parent-child, parent-student, parent, whatever we call this, parent, whatever, you and your parents share, right? It was the end of December. Right, so I gave shir on, right? Yeah, Christmas presents, New Year's presents, Christmas parties, New Year's parties, end of year gifts, right? All that stuff, right? Why is it that every rabbi, right, in every shul, ends up having to give shirim like this at the end of December?
It's practical.
Because it becomes practical, but that means that, let's say, you are, a good flum Jew, right, who is zoichet to work in chinuch, and therefore you interact only with Jews, right? And then you come to shul, right? You don't follow the non-Jewish calendar, right? You're like uber from, and you only use the Jewish calendar. What happens? You walk into shul December 24th, almost inevitably. Suddenly you're going to find out in shul, right, that tomorrow, right, is... It's the same effect of Nittelnacht, right? Saying that it's also to learn Torah on Christmas means that Jews have to know when Christmas is, right?
Yeah.
Right? Meaning the effect of it, right, is that even a Jew who would want to, right, think about this. I hadn't thought about it, but I think it's a fair point. Even a Jew who would want to totally cut himself off from the non-Jewish world, not know about their holidays, not know about their calendar, only use, Nisan, Iyar, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, no Sundays, no nothing, right? The halacha of Livnei Eden Shalov Dekochavim forces a Jew who would otherwise want to be cut off from the non-Jewish world to be not just cognizant of their existence, but to be aware, right? Admittedly in a negative.
Assuming you're not doing business with them.
Yeah, if you're not doing business.
What is not doing business? Not buying from them, not selling from them, right? What does that mean, right? How many people is it bechlal, right? It's like, again, it's the same thing, right? How many people, right? What percentage of society do you think in the time of the Gemara, because of this halacha, had to be cognizant?
Most.
I would say most. I would say right? I would say most people have to at least be aware, right? Now, they could have been, right? Again, you could have lived in your cloistered little community, right? Had there not been a halacha like this. But the second I tell you that 3 days before their holiday, right, I can't buy, if you, especially if you think you can't buy from them. Right? It's one thing to say you can't sell from them, right? But unless you have only a Jewish makolet, right? Right, remember, it's also about lending money and borrowing money, right? Does that, so unless you have only a Jewish, right, according to, again, which shittos, fine. But meaning, theoretically, if you take the most machmir shittos in terms of lending money and borrowing money and buying and selling, that means that if I don't, right, the only way I could avoid knowing the non-Jewish calendar is if I don't do business with them with means, again, taking all the most machmir positions, right? I go to a Jewish-owned bank, right? I go to a Jewish-owned supermarket, a Jewish-owned clothes store, and I never step foot into...
Well, for 6 days, you just don't do these things.
No, but you have to know... No, that's my point! Right? Is that in order, right? The only reason, the only type of Jew who would. No, that's exactly the point. The only type of Jew, right, who would not need to now know the non Jewish holidays is someone who buys and sells only amongst Jews. But the second you do business with non Jews, you now need to make sure that you are, just like you're aware of when Pesach is and Shavuos is and Chanukah is and Purim is, I need to know when Christmas is and Kalanda and Saturnia and right, you do.
I know. There's like a point. Like, who cares that we know?
What?
Who cares?
Yeah, now, what's the point? Right? Now, what is the point? So you could just say, there's no point. Right? You could say, okay, I mean, that's very nice that now, descriptively, right, Jews have to be aware of the non-Jewish calendar. You're right. You could say that, right, if you were Ellie, right? If you were Ellie, except...
I think the point that Gemara did it was the reason that Gemara...
Wait, we're not there yet. We're not there yet. But, why might this bother somebody? I know it doesn't bother Ellie. Why might this bother someone?
They don't want
anyone to benefit the Jew.
What benefit, right? Why might this be a problem?
I don't know.
But think about it.
Because Jews by knowing all the
okay. Let me give you a mashal, okay? Ellie, you don't have to identify with the sentiment, but you've probably heard the sentiment, okay? People who move to Israel, right? Right? They get so excited by the fact that on the buses, what does it say?
Chag Sameach.
And they're so excited that around December 25th, what do they not see?
Merry Christmas.
Right? Merry Christmas all around and trees. Why? Why do people get so excited about this? You don't have to, but why do some people in this world get excited by that? Because the... I'll add to that. Because the calendar, right, whether you like it or not, right, the calendar shapes the way we experience time. It just does. It just does. Right? It does.
That's not that.
This
I wouldn't be bothered that our calendar says don't talk to them because they have their.
Whoa! One second. I'm getting somewhere, Ellie. Right? And I'm right. 1 second. Right? Let me lay. You can reject the argument. Let me make the argument. Okay. The calendar. Right. Let's see if you deny this. The calendar. Right? Shapes the way we experience life. And therefore, it is true that I don't, right? That as frum as you are, right? Why is it that people like coming to Israel and saying Chag Sameach rather than Merry Christmas? Right? Even you'll say, well, no, I'm so frum, I avoid Avodah Zarah, I make sure to be makbid, I don't go to the holidays, right? Because, like it or not, the Jews who are living in America, right? They experience late December, January as the holiday season, right? It's literally in the air, right? Now, they can do their best to avoid it, and all the frumkeit, right? But the culture around them is clearly shaped by... Right? It's shaped, right? The calendar and its ebbs and flows shape the way we experience time. I don't think you can deny that. Okay? And therefore, well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, and therefore people like it when they come to Israel, and suddenly the calendar is...
Jewish.
Mm-hmm. Right? What? Why do they think they fit in with this? Why is this what makes people so happy? Right?
If they're in the middle of nowhere on vacation, and
No, I think it's more than that.
Yeah,
meaning, do you feel the same when you see a giant Chabad menorah as when you see the buses saying Chag Sameach?
I think the people who
do you?
No.
Why not?
I don't feel anything.
What is more not?
Why not?
I don't really care either way.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't people feel the same?
Because one is more.
One of them is, I think, right, fundamentally that this is holiday season. So Chabad's big chab was, oh, everyone's having holiday season. We need to instill Jewish pride. Let's put a big menorahs in, right? You don't need those menorahs as much in Israel because the calendar is just a Jewish one. The culture is just a Jewish one. And yeah, it's not that, right, the culture is just Jewish and people like it. Again, you don't have to like it. You don't have to not like it, right? But remember, and I know this will shock you, Ellie, that Chazal aren't only writing to Ellie, right? They're also writing to the average person who, right, their main conduit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu might not be intellectual lumdus, but might be sort of things that you would mark as insignificant, right? Why is this important, right? Ellie's like, okay, where are we going with this? Okay?
Well, no, because I already kind of sense where you're going with this. I already don't think I like
it. Really? Where am I going with it?
Well, I don't think this has any negative effects on the Jewish mindset of their holidays.
I'm going, not where you think I'm going. That's why I said, let me make my argument, right?
Well, you said this might bother some people, and then you continued with that.
Correct.
That's where I thought you were going with what you said you were going with.
It might bother people, right? What would be a way of counteracting what bother that some people might have? Now remember, I could add halachic argumentation to this, which is using the Jewish calendar maybe is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and using a non-Jewish calendar might be an issur d'oraisa, right? That is shita in the Rishonim, right?
Fine. This is not using their calendar. This is marking off days. It could even be in our calendar where they have holidays. It's not like their calendar thing is...
Where am I going with this? Since you are aware where I'm going with this.
Well, you said that this might bother some
people. Where am I going with this? Ellie, you know where I'm going with it, so where am I going with it?
What you said was it might bother some people that we have to mark off the calendar dates.
Yes.
I don't think that's a problem even slightly.
Okay, and this is where I'm going to argue that you are, well, Chazal didn't agree with you. Okay? Right? And this is where she moves to the Gemara and Daf Chet. Gemara and Daf Chet does something very weird, and the Yerushalmi does this as well. And that is, right, that the Gemara tells us a series of stories, right? The Gemara in Daf Chet, right? The Mishnah says, Elo Ede Henshel De Kochavim, Kalanda, Saturnia, Christim, Vyam Genusia, Shalmachayim, Vyam Haleda, Vyam Amisa, Devery Meir, Chom Omrim, Komish Yesh Basrefa, Yesh Vos Kochavim, Vesh Basrefa, In Babos Kochavim, Vyam Teglacha, Zikno, Vloros, Olam Shalabom, and Ayam, Vyam Javas Bez Yisrim, the Ovid Chom Dras and Mishnah, No, Eno Asra, Oso Yom, Oso Ish, Bilfad. These are the holidays. Kalanda, what's Kalanda?
January
1st. Right, the holiday of the calendar. Right, the holiday of the calendar, the beginning of the calendar. Saturnia or Saturnalia, right, which is Pachodot when Christmas is now, but it used to be a pagan holiday. Right?
I know this one.
Christim, yes. Gnusia. What?
Send me that one. Christim.
No, what's Christim?
It's not Christmas?
No, Saturnia is Christmas. Saturnia, Saturnalia, which is Pachodot when Christmas is. Christim, Yom Gnusia, whatever these all are, okay? The birthday of the king, whatever. And then the Gemara says, "Amar Ochan and Barava Kalanda Chet Yom Achar Tkufa Saturnia Chet Yom Lefnei Tkufa Tzemach Achor V'Kodem Tzartani." Right, Kalanda is 8 days after, Saturnia is 8 days before the Tkufa. Okay.
Tkufa is what?
The equinox, the solstice, equinox, whatever.
Got it.
Okay, but then the Gemara tells us a story, and again, versions of this appear in the Yerushalmi as well. Tana Rabbanan, the Fi Shira Adam Arishon Yom Shnit Ma'id V'Holeich. Amar oily shem vishvil shesarachti olam chashuch ba'adi v'chozer letohu vavohu. The Gemara, right? Adam Arishon, when he started to see that the days got shorter, said, "Oy vey, I think that this was my sin, right? My original sin, because I sinned, right? When God said I would die, I didn't die right away, but now I see that the days are getting shorter. What this means is the world is slowly, you know."
Right.
This is the right. This is global warming before global warming. Right. The world is imploding. And it's like people listening is like, is he liberal? Is he conservative? Does he believe what he just said? Does he not believe what he just said? Is he being sarcastic? I'm not going to tell you, right? I'm not going to tell you. But clearly, the way AOC talks about the Green New Deal, right? The world is coming to an end in 12 years, right? So this is basically how Adam felt as he saw the day getting, right? Again, legitimate or not, not my... I don't want to...
Well, Adam Arisha feels like a reasonable thing.
Okay, fine.
It's getting short. I get scared.
Yeah, in a chamami. It's not my point. I don't want to... It doesn't matter whether I'm being cynical or not being cynical, right? I'm just trying to.
He's being cynical.
What?
He's being cynical.
What? Meaning, there's two things here, right? One is you think global warming is a the one is global warming a problem that should be addressed. The second one is it helpful to have rhetoric of the world is coming to an end in 12 years from now, right? So, but Adam basically legitimately felt that way because he thought that the world was descending into darkness, right? Because the days were getting shorter, right? And suddenly, I thought yesterday there was more light, right? You know, a month ago there was a lot more light, right? Oy vey, where are we going with this? So he says, Omer oyli shem b'shvil shezarachti olam chashuch ba'adi v'chozer l'tohu v'bohu. Right, I think the world is descending back towards chaos, and this is the death that God had sentenced me to. So so he davened and fasted for 8 days. And once he reached, right, once it switched, the days started getting longer. He said, "Oh, it's just the way the world works. The world ebbs and flows, right." Again, this is, right, if we wanted to use this mashal, and again, I'm not saying, I'm not denying climate change, I'm not denying climate change, it's irrelevant to the point that I'm making, right? But the machloket there is helpful, right? Which is, right, some people say, this is man-made and this is fundamentally different than anything happened in the world. The world is coming to an end because of man's sins, right, against the environment. Other people say, there have been ice ages and heating up of the world for all of time, right? Man cannot possibly be affecting it that much. Olam kimena hago, no hague, right? That doesn't mean you shouldn't panic, it just means there's nothing you can do about it, right? Though in this case, it means don't panic, right? Of course, the truth could be both, right? It could be that, yes, the world has natural cycles, and yes, we're making it worse, and therefore should stop it, right? Whatever. Whatever. I'm just using it as a mashal. Like, it's just like, I can't, someone's getting angry with me, right? It's like, someone's going to listen. And someone's going to be like, you're too liberal, right? You're entertaining, and like, climate change. Someone else is going to say, you don't accept it as dogma, the world is coming to an end tomorrow. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Right, the point is, right, it just doesn't matter, right? The point is that relief that, right, that Adam felt was, oh, I thought that it was man-made sin, right? And the answer is, it's not. It's olam kimen hako nohig, right? The days get longer, days get shorter. Hu halach v'azeh shmona yamim tovim l'shana shmona yamim tovim. So he made an 8-day holiday. The shana ha'acheret asan le'ilu ilu yamim tovim. So the next year, the 8 days where he fasted in anticipation of the, right, meaning, right, the shortest days of the year as we approach the shortest day of the year, and then the 8 days after, right, he made those a holiday, and the next year, by the next year, what happened?
It was all a holiday.
Right, it eventually it became an Avodah Zarah holiday. Meaning, he started as a L'shem Shamayim holiday, and it became an Avodah Zarah holiday. Right, and that's the Gemara's sort of backstory to, right, Kalanda and Saturnia. Right, Kalanda and right the calendar holiday and Saturnalia. Okay, then the Gemara says, okay,
calendar holiday.
What?
How does that explain? Calendar.
That's what it is, right? The calendar, it's around the equinox, right? That's those 8 days on both sides, Saturnia and right? That's the Gemara's backstory, that these holidays, these winter holidays, the winter solstice holidays, right? Saturnia and Kalanda, right? Are really just Adam's holidays, okay? Then the Gemara again, the Dula Machlokes, Bishlam Lamandam Ritishrei Nivrei Olam, Yom Ezuta Chaza Yom Arucha Katilo Chaza, Manam Nisa Nivrei Olam, so the Gemara says this makes sense if the world was created in Tishrei because he hadn't yet seen the shortening of the days, right? But if it was in Nisan, he's seen the shortening of the days, right? Because summer days are particularly long and the fall is more, right? Middle of the road. He said yes, but he'd never seen such short days. It's not like. You know, there's a difference between, like, really long days and mid-level days, and then, like, the way you wake up in the middle of the winter, and it's like, wait, I woke up and it's dark. I got home and it's dark. Right? I haven't seen the light. I've been in school all day. Right? This is like how I felt in Toronto. It's like sunrise, literally. Right? Chakras was 7:40. And sometimes that was before Nate's. Oh, like, it's crazy. Yeah. Or something like that. Or Nate's is like, or almost. Like, Nate's is like 7:35. I don't think it's crazy. It's just insane. Right? And then, like, the sun sets at like 4:30. So you get home at 4:30 and, like, you have not seen the sun all day.
Wow.
Right? And it, okay. The Gemara brings several more stories about this. And then the Gemara goes on. This goes on until... Go to the next Amud, okay? Go to... I'm just going to run through some of these. Go to Chesam and Beis. Christim. My Christim. What is Christim? It's not Christmas. What is it, though?
Where is it? Where is this?
Chesam and Beis. Got it?
Yeah, yeah.
My Christim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Yom Shetavsa Barome Malchus. It's the day that Rome became kings. I, Batania Christim, Yom Shetavsa Barome Malchus. Aren't these two different days? So Amar Rabbi Yosef Shtei Jesus Tavsa Rome. I have to make Cleopatra, Malkata, Barash Tavsa Bime, Yevanim. They became king twice, right? In the days of Cleopatra and the days of the Greeks. Okay, fine. The Chiyasar of Dimi Amar Tlas in the train. Kari of the Romoi Bahadei Menoi Veloyachluchu Ad the Shatfi Yisrael Bahadayu. And then he says, the Romans fought 32, was it 32? Was that what I said? Plus in the train. 32. Right, 32 wars against the Greeks, and they couldn't beat them. Ad deshat finhu li Yisrael bahadayu. Until the Romans...
captured Israel.
What?
Took Israel.
No. What's shat finhu?
Joined
with Israel. Allied. Allied with Israel. Right? And then they could... Then they beat them. Vahachi asnu bahadayu. Iminon malchi minaychu hafrichi. Iminaychu malchi minon hafrichi. And this is what they said, right? They convinced the Jews with this argument. But then they said, v'shalchlo ramai, what I care about is more this next line, is the Roman said, li'avanai, ara idna vidna mikrava. We used to be fighting. Hashem neved bedina, right? We keep fighting, this isn't working. Let's have a court date, right? And figure out who should be king. The Greeks or the Romans? Okay? Margalit ve'evin tova. Izu mehen yase basis l'chaveiro. A jewel and a pearl. Which should be the base for the other one? So shalchalei margalit le'evin tova. Evin tova. Izu mehen yase basis l'chaveiro. Evin tova li'inach. Inach v'sefer Torah. Izu mehen yase basis l'chaveiro. Inach l'sefer Torah. Right? So they went through it, and the pearl to the jewel, etc., etc., the lesser jewel to the bigger jewel, and then what if you have a Sefer Torah? The jewel should be the base for the Sefer Torah, right? I mean, the Sefer Torah should always be on top, right? And nothing goes on top of a Sefer Torah, right? What? The Greeks and the Romans are having a logical debate now to figure out who should be king, yeah, right? Yeah. And they say, what goes on top? Meaning, what's more important, right? Jewel, right? The jewel or the pearl? So there's like the jewel, so the jewel goes on top of the pearl. No, not at all. What?
I thought they were talking about like the Greeks or the pearls and something, I don't know.
No, well, I mean, the last thing is really what it is, right? And he says, what if it's a Sefer Torah? So the answer is, Sefer Torah goes on?
No.
Top! So he said, Shalchuleu imkein anan Sefer Torah gabon. Yisrael badan. If that's the case, you have to serve us. Why? Because we have the Jews on our side! And the Sefer Torah is always on top. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Kafalu esr shin shin, kamalu benet about the Yisrael. Mikan va'elach ishtabdu me'mikara. So they, for the beginning of it, they kept their deal, right, with the Jews, right? That was the original one, right? So those are the lines that sort of I ran through, which was the Romans said to the Jews, look, if we win, so, you know, we'll be like equals in this, and we won't oppress you, and you won't oppress us, right? But we'll beat the Greeks out of here,
uh-huh,
right? So they said for 20-something years, they actually did this, but then the Romans started to oppress the Jews, okay? What?
Terrible.
Right, now the Gemara goes on like this. Right, the Gemara goes on like this and keeps telling stories about the different holidays mentioned in the Mishnah. Okay? So now I'm going to present the argument the way Sarit Katan Gribitz presents it, you can accept it or not, but let me make the argument, right? And we can tweak it in different ways, but I think the fundamental point in some version stands, right? So, if I asked you, take this Liz Ladder example. Is this Ladder example literal?
No. I would definitely not think so.
Because Ellie doesn't think so. So good. So as we've said, if an agadah isn't literal, then what is it doing? What's the idea?
The idea is that these holidays are not exclusively pagan. There's some aspect of...
Right, I mean, that's clearly what this one is telling you. This latter story is clearly telling you that you think that that holiday is a non-Jewish holiday. What is it really?
Jewish holiday.
Well, not Jewish. It's not Jewish. What is it? It's not a holiday about Jews, but what is it?
This easily be a gata about how everyone really needs the Jews to win something.
Whoa! First of all, there can be multiple messages to it. But I want you to just think in the context.
Guys,
I want you to think in the context. Right? Think about it. The whole perek is about, right, the calendar,
yeah,
right, and what that if the effect that has on halacha. And then here you get it. Now, part of the agata could be, yeah, you need the Jews to win. Right, but that's not what the agadah is about purely, right? It's not the Gemara doesn't tell it in a vacuum and say the Jews and the Greeks and the Romans were fighting, and then the Romans got the Jews on their side and they won. Specifically, what is the agadah? But specifically, what's the full agadah? Right? What is the context of the agadah? No, what's the context of the agadah? What's the framing? You're all forgetting
this is
the framing.
One of the days of the holidays.
Yes, is what is that holiday? And the Gemara says, well, they're celebrating them becoming king. But remember, right, in the context of telling that story, they come up with this agadah that Elie says is not literal, right? They specifically pin the message that you need the Jews to win to a holiday that people were celebrating among them, right? And saying that they think it's the celebration of the Roman Empire, but know that it's
really,
right, really, right, the day when the Jews helped the Romans beat the Greeks,
right?
Right?
It's not a celebration of the Jews, I don't know.
So what the scholar claims is that the reason that Chazal tell the stories in the way that they do, right, is that, I mean, there may be other lessons, but that part of it, at least, is that, even though not for Ellie, right, there is something, right, spiritually, psychologically, culturally valuable, right, coming back to the Israel example, right, it is culturally, spiritually valuable to most people, maybe not to Ellie, but to most people, to come around Israel and feel that the calendar that dictates the contours of life is the Jewish calendar. And for most people in this world, right, who are not lamdanim, their primary interaction with Judaism and Torah is not lumdus, right, is not sugyas, right? Culture has a lot to do with it, right? It just does, right? The fact, right, you know, I remember once I made this comment to my roommate, to David Block, right? You know David,
yeah.
Right? So David and I were roommates. Right now we're both rabbi. I guess he's rabbi doctor, but then we weren't. Right? Then he was just David, and I was just Zirin. Right? That was good old days. Right? I remember that, like, I commented to him once that it was, you know, maybe I'd put a few shirim on YU Torah. I don't know if I'd started or I gave shirim. Right? A popular shir on YU Torah, right? Super popular, gets 300, 500, 1,000 views. Right, that if someone, or if I looked and I saw that 1,000 people listened to one of my shirim, I'd be like, whoa, that's amazing, right? But that was the year that Candlelight came out, right? And what, 12 million people watched Candlelight? 13 million people watched Candlelight? I don't know, right? I remember we talked about it, right? That even though we're both rabbis, right? We both fundamentally think that, you know, education is really important, and that ideally the way we want to educate people in Judaism is through intense engagement with Torah, right? It's not like we're, you know, coming from different worlds. We both fundamentally agree with this. But we recognize that there is a clearly a power, that there are a lot of people to whom a sugya is not going to speak, but a 3-minute video, right, with a catchy tune, which gives over general Jewish ideas in the context of a holiday that people are vaguely aware exists, right, and don't fully understand, will connect a lot of people more, yes, more superficially, but quantitatively will connect more people to Judaism than an in-depth Iyun Shir, right? That is just empirically true. Right? It's just empirically true. Right? And the reason that a lot of people get so into the Chag Sameach on the buses is because in the end of the day, yeah. Like, for some people, they're like, okay, I mean, that's nice, but, like, that's not my main engagement. For me, like, I like that it says Chag Sameach on the bus, right? But, like, that's not my engagement in Torah. My engagement with Judaism and God is, like, you know, a lot deeper than that. For a lot of people, it's not, right? For someone who's mostly a cultural Jew or, like, a Yom Kippur Jew, right? A Yom Kippur Jew is going to be a lot more Jewish when the culture and the calendar is Jewish. Right, or right, take another example from Israel. Right, one second.
Like, he's more mitzvahs or just
no,
more better?
No,
more connected to it.
More connected. I mean more connected.
To what? To Judaism.
What?
Like, he feels like more proud about being
sure,
Jewish.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. Oh, or really we'll keep more halacha, right? Really? Really? Let me put it let's put it this way. In Israel, if the national holidays, right, where work gives you off, are Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed, and the banks pay for all the museums to be free and all the restaurants in the museums are kosher lePesach, right? Right? Is that not from Jew, right? Or barely affiliated Jew, right? If on Pesach, on Chol HaMoed, he decides instead of going to work, which according to some Rishonim is Asher Midaraisa, and others is only Asher Midarabanan, but is Asher, right? Going to work not because of the Heter of Chol HaMoed, right? If instead of doing that, he keeps the halacha of Chol HaMoed because he does something that he enjoys, the Tzorech HaMoed, he goes to a museum, and instead of eating the chametz at home, right? He's out at the Israel Museum and decides to go eat at the cafe, and hey, the cafe is kosher lePesach.
Oh,
right?
Fine. But that's not because of any cultural thing. It's because he's forced to keep halacha.
He's not forced to keep halacha. He's not forced to keep halacha. He could go and cut. He could take Chol HaMoed. What do you mean? He could take Chol HaMoed and do gardening for no reason, which would be usher, and eat the chametz at his house.
And he could, but it's not because he's proud about being a Jew. Is keeping halacha?
No,
he doesn't know he's keeping
correct.
Halacha,
but what is affecting him? What is making it that he's going to keep more halacha?
That the societal.
That the calendar runs on the Jewish calendar, yeah. And therefore mimela he's off on Chol HaMoed, and on Chol HaMoed is when the banks fund the museums.
Let's hit it the other way. If we had all the Jewish holidays and all the guys' holidays, it wouldn't make a difference for him. He'd still keep the same amount of halachas.
But maybe. Okay, but let me put it differently. If you think it's problematic for someone to identify with Christmas or Halloween, right?
What do you mean identify? No, it exists.
No, identify.
No, identify.
I mean identify.
These are big words.
No, I mean identify. I mean like celebrate, like to say Merry Christmas. Right? That's a problem.
That one phrase?
I mean, it is. It's Osher Maker Adin. No, it's not a Machlok. It's Osher Maker Adin according to all post-game.
Well, you just went through with it. So you said Merry Christmas could be okay because Christmas isn't actually a problem. It's the guy's name.
No, I never said Merry. No, I never said that. I said saying Merry Christmas is Osher Lekol HaPoskim because it's being Machshiv their holiday. Yes, I did say that. I said the word of Christmas, not the phrase Merry Christmas. Right? Right? The point is, right, that for the average human being, right, who, right, culture, calendar issues really has a very significant effect in terms of the extent to which someone identifies. It just does. It shapes the contours of the way they think. It just does, right? You can argue that it doesn't, but it really, really, really does, right?
Oh, I think identify just means feels proud about a certain thing, and I just don't really care about how proud it feels about it.
Okay, but the argument is that Chazal did, right? Chazal did. And by telling this story, what is the effect of this story? Right, the effect of the story is that they're going to be... Give me 1 minute, Hart. The effect of this story is what? That when everyone is celebrating this Roman holiday around them, in the back of their mind, what are they thinking?
It's really Jewish.
Well, either they're thinking it's really Jewish holiday, I don't know if I go that far, but what are they doing? And Ellie, I hope you care about this. Instead of thinking, oh, the Romans are great, what are they thinking in the back of their mind? Real power comes from Torah.
Right. Oh,
right?
No, fine. That's fine.
Right? Is that not important?
Good. Yeah. That's a different.
Whoa! Are they going to keep more halacha after this? I don't know. But is that hashkafa important?
Sure.
Yes. And what affected that? How did Chazal plant in their mind the notion that what? Right? How did they make it that instead of thinking Romans are great, they suddenly think Torah is great? How did Chazal plant that important hashkafa in their mind?
This story.
Not just the story. By pinning the story to a holiday that they were going to be cognizant of.
Right.
Or think about the Adam HaRishon story. Now what are they thinking about? Right? Christmas and, right? Christmas and New Year's, right? Or Kalanda and Saturnia, what are they thinking about now? In addition to the fact that this is some pagan holiday, what are they thinking?
That the world works according to God.
To Scharvonish. They're thinking Scharvonish, right? They're thinking that the story of Adam thought that sin leads it, right? Would lead the world to its end. Right? Right? It wasn't true, but he did tshuva, right? Olam kimenu hago noheg, right? That's not what, right? Meaning, so what she argues is that the point of these agadotot, not the agadotot, but specifically attaching these stories to holidays that they knew that Jews now had to be cognizant of, and to be fair, halachically, had to be cognizant of, right? What it does is, right, it allows Jews living in a majority non-Jewish culture to take cultural, important cultural markers, instead of just ignoring them, right? It uses them as an opportunity to, right, pin important hashkafic ideas to them, right? So instead of just saying, I'm a firm Jew, I'm ignoring Christmas, right? The equivalent would be saying, I don't know, come up with some story, I don't know, right? Or whatever. Their example, instead of just ignoring Saturnia, right, or Kalanda, what did they do? They thought about Scharvonish, right? Instead of ignoring the day that the Romans, right, celebrated their victory, what do they think? Real victory comes from Torah.
Right.
Right? And therefore, these stories, she argues, are part of Chazal's attempt to make sure that even though they're living in a primarily non-Jewish culture, where the calendar is shaped by foreign ideas, and they can't help but escape it,
right?
Chazal wanted them to have a cultural experience, right? The equivalent of the Chag Sameach on the bus, right? Even when it really says Merry Christmas on the bus.
Right.
Right, they wanted to give Chazal. They wanted to give the average run-of-the-mill Jew, right, who's not super sophisticated, who is identification with important hashkafic ideas, right, is not through, right, a logic class on Thursday night, right, is through, like, you know, the 3-minute song, yeah, right, the Maccabees, right, that they want, that in their mind, right, what is playing is, and again, you might say that doesn't lead to commitment to more commitment to halacha. Maybe yes, maybe no, right?
No, I think this one's good.
Right? And I think her argument is a good argument. What she's saying is that there is something important here. Is that what it does, by telling these backstories, it means that instead of Jews simply ignoring the non-Jewish holidays around them, it gave them a story to think about, which taught them important hashkafic lessons. Right? And therefore, in the back of their mind, while they're experiencing, right, this is sort of my tweak on it, but while instead of just experiencing Merry Christmas in the two problematic ways, which are, oh, I'm part of this culture, I feel happy when Christmas comes, which is a bad idea, right? Or I'm really from, I'm ignoring it,
right?
Or I'm really from and I'm acknowledging that it exists so that I don't do business on it, right? Instead they're thinking, right, Christmas and New Year's, that was the time that Adam HaRishon did tshuva because he thought that there were consequences to his actions. And there are consequences, and actually they just weren't that egregious because God had some mercy on him and didn't actually make the world end. Right? That's what they're thinking about. Right? That's actually an important thing. And using the calendar and these agadotot attached to specific dates, right? The same way that, like, Pesach reminds us of important things, right? Now suddenly the Christmas of that era, right, reminded people of real hashkafic issues. Okay, which I think is a valuable, right, move. And agadotot, I think, is actually a very clever way of pinning agadotot and making sort of, you know, non-Jewish days that we think about important hashkafot. It's sort of the way Kristallnacht, right, now, not Kristallnacht, the way Nittelnacht has happened, right, is that Christmas has become, right, a day that, like,
right,
right, Hasidim, right, again, I don't endorse this practice, but the way Hasidim treat Nittelnacht, right, which is a night when I'm cognizant of, for them, the powers of Tumah and its potential in this world and the power of Torah, right? Meaning all that Kabbalistic talk that they say, right, that you're giving, right, even if it's not true historically, right, but the way they talk about it, right, that I'm not going to learn Torah on Christmas night because what does it do? It gives power to Sitra Achra, right? That may be nonsense, right? But what is it, the net effect? That it convinces them that learning Torah has a lot of power in this world, right? And if it's utilized in the wrong way, it'll go the wrong direction. I must avoid that. That has a hashkafic effect, which you may like or may not like, but it clearly has a hashkafic effect.
Right.
And this is essentially Chazal doing that. Okay?
Yeah.